Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome to the Small Business Advocate Show with your host, Jim Blasingame. The Small Business Advocate Show is presented by Insperity, dedicated to helping businesses run better, grow faster, and make more money. And now, the man Fortune Small Business Magazine called one of America's most influential small business experts.
Pinch me, lovey, so I know it isn't a dream, but not too hard. I bruise easily.
The Small Business Advocate, Jim Blasingame.
Hello, America, and good day to our friends around the world. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you, talking about our small businesses, yours and mine. That's right. I got one just like you. Okay, mine's different than yours. I sell different stuff than you do, and my inventory looks different, and we are probably a little weirder around here than you are, but basically, I'm a small business, just like you. I have employees. I have customers, those pesky customers, right? I have to deal with the banks. I got to deal with the government, IRS, regulations, and all that stuff. Competitors, those pesky competitors. And the new stuff, right? Like social media. How about that? What a interesting world. Talk about may you live in interesting times. Wander around in the social media world, right? If your gray hair is not premature like mine, then this social media stuff is a whole new world for you, right? Well, let me tell you something, my friends. It's not going away. You heard me say this 6 or 7 years ago. I told you that social media might look like a craze in those days, especially, but it was not going to be a fad. Remember me saying that? Social media might be a craze, but it's not a fad. And it's come to pass, hasn't it? And so we got a lot of folks who help us with this, help us with our social media strategy. And one of those guys is Mark Babbitt. He's going to be back. That's right, Mark's back. He's going to be back right after the next break. He's going to talk to us some more about how social media has radically changed the way we do business. Did you know that? Well, Mark's going to help us with that. Coming up right after the next break. And then Pierce and Jane Howard are going to be here in the second half of the hour. Couple of longtime Brain Trust members, husband and wife team. They want to talk about how we can help make life a little more meaningful at work for our employees. And that's coming up second half of the hour. It's almost 9 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me. I'll be right back. It's all that I have
left. Your business is now operating when something is happening that has never happened before in the history of the marketplace. Hi, this is Jim Blasingame, and I want to tell you about a new age that's emerging right now, the age of the customer. Until recently, you've run your business with 10,000-year-old age of the seller practices based on having control of customer relationships. But the original age is being replaced by the age of the customer, which is creating forces that are conveying control from your business to your customers. If your efforts aren't producing the same results as before, you might think it's an execution problem, but it's probably that you're going to market with age of the seller practices when your customers have age of the customer expectations. My new book, The Age of the Customer, Prepare for the Moment of Relevance, will help you make the transition from old practices to new ones that will allow you to meet these new customer expectations. Find out more about my ideas and how to buy the book at ageofthecustomer.com. This is Jim Blasingame. Thanks for listening.
Hi, Jim Blasingame here. I want to tell you about the best business planning software on the planet, Business Plan Pro by Palo Alto Software. One of the things that makes Business Plan Pro easy to use is the Plan Wizard. The Plan Wizard literally leads you through setting up your plan. If you can point and click, Business Plan Pro and the Plan Wizard will help you get your business plan on paper and working. Oh yeah, their after-the-sale support is the best in the business too. If you'd like to see what several real business plans look like, go to bplans.com, that's bplans.com. From there, you can link to their main site, paloaltosoftware.com, if you want to purchase and download one of their products. Or you can talk to a live Palo Alto person at 1-800-433-1397. That's 1-800-433-1397. And be sure to tell them the Small Business Advocate sent you.
If you run a business, you know your financial results are directly linked to the performance of your people. Hello, friends. Jim Nance here. Every team wants to operate at peak performance, and now you can with the proven workforce optimization solution from Insperity. This powerful combination of HR and business solutions is the most comprehensive business performance offering in the marketplace, delivering administrative relief, better benefits, reduced liabilities, and a systematic way to improve productivity. And since your business is like no other, this solution is customized to fit your unique company needs. If you're ready to make your company run better, grow faster, and make more money, call 800-465-3800 or visit Insperity.com and meet with your Insperity Business Performance Advisor today. It's what we do. Insperity, inspiring business performance.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blassingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Mark Babbitt's here. Mark's back. That's right. Mark's back. Mark is CEO and founder of U-Turn. U-Turn, a social media community for college students, recent graduates, and young professionals. He's the co-author of A World Gone Social, How Companies Must Adapt to Survive, and he's our good friend, Mark Babbitt, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim. Great to be back.
It's good to have you back. So you're out there and every day working with folks, helping them make the conversion from the what I call the age of the seller to the age of the customer. And a whole huge part of that is the social aspect of this. As I said earlier in the previous segment, 7 years ago, I told my audience that when social media was just started getting going, I said, okay, folks, this seems like a craze right now, but it's not going to be a fad. And that's come to pass, hasn't it?
Well, Jim, not enough people are listening to you. We're still working with companies, leaders, business owners every day who still think that that Facebook is for teenagers and Twitter is for people with nothing better to do. And
right.
they haven't quite adopted to this social spirit that we're seeing.
Well, and it may be part of the reason why they feel that way. It may be because they plugged in and checked in 5-6 years ago and saw that there was not anything there for them, and they left and didn't come back as if nothing was ever going to change. And what's happened in the intervening years is the social universe has completely changed 3 or 4 times and is exceedingly relevant for businesses these days.
Well, Jim, we talk a lot about we're actually in at least phase two of social media now. You know phase one well, Jim. It was good enough to be on Twitter. It was good enough for your company to have a Facebook page.
Right.
It was good enough to replace your existing advertising by broadcasting your message out on social media. And if you did that, you were cool, and it was okay, right? It was okay to, instead of buying a radio campaign, now we'll just do a big Facebook campaign. Phase two of social media is much different, and in those 5, 6, 7 years, and matter of fact, it couldn't be more different now. If you just get on social media and start blasting out your message or your discount coupon, you're a spammer.
Right. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Right? We have to engage. We have to interact with our customers. We actually have to listen.
Isn't it interesting how the human nature part of this, how this mirrors the way email marketing started out? Remember when email marketing was the wild, wild west? And then people started realizing that, if you want to do business with me, you have to get permission, maybe double opt-in and all that. And so we wound up having all this quite a bit of best practices around email. Social media started out. It was the Wild Wild West. And finally, people realized that, wait a minute, this is not how we want this to work. My point is we start out with technology, and then the human factor imposes the will on the behavior. What do you think?
Well, I think that's very true. Here's what's interesting to me, and we just talked about this at a conference in San Francisco yesterday, that email, we actually had to have federal regulations to help us build human relationships, to treat each other with respect.
Mm-hmm.
And social media is actually far more self-policing that, because,
right.
because we can simply unfollow you.
Yes.
We can stop listening to your broadcasting messages.
Mm-hmm.
If you're not making any effort on social media to build a relationship with me one-on-one, I can turn you off. And people love having that power. They love having that control. And it's self-regulating. So
right.
it means as business owners, Jim, we have to make sure that we personally, and certainly our brand, is talking to people as though we're humans. And talking to each other on the phone, for instance, we would never just start talking about only ourselves. We'd never talk about
right.
our newest deal. Right, we'd want to know what's in it for them. It would have to be mutually beneficial, and that's what social media is doing for us, especially compared to email. It's not a one-way communication.
Right.
Both sides have to participate. Both sides have to listen.
Well, that's exactly right. And you know, one of the things that's a little bit frustrating for some businesses, not just little businesses, not just small businesses, is the lessened ability on social media to do what we used to call to action. The rules of social media marketing are such that in order to engage and move the needle with a customer, you have to be a lot more engaging, don't you? You have to be part of the community, which all of which takes time. Advertising, for example, is completely different in the social world that is in the regular marketplace. And that can be frustrating for people who need to move the needle this week, can it?
Well, it can. I'll tell you something else is different is social media, although you can certainly blast out your discount codes. I mean, there are many huge corporations that are doing well at that. Taco Bell, Walmart. I mean, they're doing okay at that, Jim. But here's the difference. We, although we're still driven by price to a certain extent, we're driven now by relationships. We're driven by
right.
trust. And the
right.
best way to develop that trust isn't by blasting out a discount
right.
code. It's by leveraging what we call the testimonial economy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and not stop talking about you. Stop talking about your discount codes. Treat other people so well. Build such
mm-hmm.
solid relationships that other people are referring you on their social media channels.
And that's,
if you need to launch a company quickly, that is by far the fastest way to do it.
Yeah.
I mean, look at how far Yelp has gone, Google
right.
reviews, TripAdvisor, Indeed.com, Glassdoor.com. There's so many review sites out there now. And instead of people doing business with you based on what you say or a discount code, they're going to Yelp and Glassdoor
right. mm-hmm.
and Google reviews, and they're checking you out, and they're
mm-hmm.
seeing what other people think about you. And
those,
if it's not good, you're going to have a hard time getting your business off the ground quickly.
All that is part of what I call relevance. And as you know this, the research, Mark, people are 70% more likely to believe what someone else said about a company or a product than they are to believe the company's marketing messages. And that's a disruptor for a lot of business. When we come back, we're going to talk about some more about this with our good friend Mark Babbitt. The book is called A World Gone Social. Stay with us, 20 after.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.